Coming up, meet Ian Goodman. As a matter of fact, courtesy of his website, you're going to meet Ian presently.
Hi, my name's Ian Christopher Goodman, and I'm the owner of a new little company called Les Jardiniers Bicyclettes. I grew up in the suburbs of Alberta.
And I don't know if Ian calls himself Ian Christopher all the time, but one way or the other, he joins me in studio. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Nice of you to come in. Is it Ian Christopher?
Well, among friends, it's just Ian, but okay. In more official contexts.
Like the web.
Yeah, where there's maybe 20 other Ian Goodmans out there.
Okay, so it's actually important to say Ian Christopher Goodman.
As you wish.
Yeah. We just heard Ian online talk about Les Jardiniers à Bicyclette. He takes on the urban wilderness of Montreal on a bike, and he's got an 8-foot trailer behind?
It's 8-foot long.
Eight-foot long, full of gardening tools. He mows lawns, he maintains ornamental gardens, and sometimes transform concrete backyards into things that live. Les Jardiniers à Bicyclette is known as a company of strong, earth-loving, and slightly magical gardeners who do things differently. Ian is a former Alberta boy, and he joins me in studio, along with Elias, the boy from Southwest Ontario. Mm-hmm. What, you ran him down on your bike? Or
no,
what
actually,
happened?
I had, long story short, I had done a story with a friend of Ian's a while ago, and he told me about Ian's bicycle gardening business. And that's something I'll keep in mind. And then one day I was riding my bike home from work, and I see this huge long trailer with the bike there. So I don't know whether
I stick out.
I don't know whether I met him on the street then, or I just took the number and called later or something, and we got in touch that way. And then I did a story with Ian shortly after that.
And then sent us the idea, and that's why you're here today, Ian.
Exactly.
Yeah. You tell me about this trailer, 8 feet long. It sounds as if it's bigger than the bike.
It's very big when you look at it, when you stand up to it. It looks ridiculous. 8 feet long, 3 feet wide, and it's mostly like a flat bed.
You know, okay.
There's
okay.
Nothing rising up. There's just some small wheels on the side and then a big flat bed. And in that way, it's very functional. You know, I can pile all sorts of things on it, wheelbarrow, longer handled tools.
And it gets heavy with the bags of soil and so on.
Yeah, or bags of gravel.
You do, and the and manure and stuff like that, too?
We'll do, yeah. I mean, if I want, I can, I think, put about 8 Rubbermaid containers that each have about a 70-liter capacity. So I could stack all those Rubbermaids up, fill them with dirt.
You should be built like Schwarzenegger, but you're built like me.
What's going on?
You're so healthy. You're a real ectomorph, I guess. You just don't put any weight on.
I don't know what it is. Some other form of energy inside me besides muscle.
So it is indeed bigger than a bike, right?
Oh, pulls it. 8 feet long. A bike's probably, what, 4 feet?
Long? 4 or 5 feet long, yeah.
I had
a
picture of a chariot kind of thing, but it sounds more like CNR flatbed, prosaic, good Canadian, sturdy.
Yeah, it's
Canadian.
Super sturdy. And very functional. I'm happy I found it.
How did you end up in Montreal? You're from a small town near Edmonton, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's called St. Albert. And I had been living in Vancouver for about 5 or 6 years in the film industry. Got a bit disenchanted with that. Hit the road with my guitar.
And your bike?
Not my bike at that point.
So yeah, we're rolling on four wheels with an engine.
Okay. Yeah. And was in New York for a little while visiting and then came up to Montreal to visit a friend and started to fall in love with the city here.
Mm. And did you fall in love with a Montrealer, Tim? It's amazing how many times I hear that story. Oh, no, I met a Québécois, and I,
No, I haven't been as successful with the Québécois here.
Take time. It's like a garden. You got to nurture it, pal. Yeah. And so you came to Montreal to what? Write? Make movies?
It was just to visit, and then I quickly realized it was quite hard to find a job without speaking French. You know, I knew maybe the first 100 numbers and the days of the week. And the only job I could find was as a busboy on Crescent Street. And that was so brutal. Basically, my job was just going up and down stairs all day because it was a 3-level restaurant. So I was like a delivery person on these stairs.
It's a rough way to make a living.
Yeah. So I thought this isn't going to last. And to buy some time for myself while I was trying to learn French, I decided to go back to school, finish my degree in creative writing.
Where'd you go? Concordia?
That's right. Yeah. I had started my degree in Alberta, did about 1.5 years, and then bailed out and went into the film industry, like I said. But then while here in Montreal, I thought, oh, this could be a good time.
Now, the creative writing, are we talking about in the form of poetry? Because you are a poet.
Well,
right?
Like I said, I had my guitar and I was kind of interested in learning how to maybe write better songs. So I ended up enrolling in some poetry classes thinking, oh, this might help me. Quickly realized actually poetry is just a totally different form from songwriting. I was like,
And you aren't going to get rich anyway.
I couldn't submit my song lyrics and get marks on them, you know. I had to.
Geez, Leonard Cohen's done pretty well with that, though.
He's quite talented.
Oh, surely you're talented.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know. How did you get into the gardening part of it?
Well, the gardening, there was a point where I was just feeling so overwhelmed working behind a computer and writing and editing that I was desiring more of a connection with nature and the outdoors. And so my biggest hobby ended up becoming volunteering on organic farms.
Outside of Montreal?
That's right.
Cool.
There's a program or an organization called WOOF, which is an acronym for Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. And so it's basically just a guidebook of a listing of a bunch of different farms you can volunteer on. They'll give you the experience and then feed you and put you up. And
best food possible.
Yeah, you're getting sometimes super fresh food.
Now, wait a minute. If you're on a farm outside in rural Quebec, so it helps your French too, right? Because most of the farmers...
That's right, actually.
Yeah.
Helped a bit, for sure.
So how did you turn this into a business, Les Jardiniers?
Yeah. Well, I guess one day I just had this idea. I thought, you know, I could just buy a used bike trailer, a little push reel mower, put an ad up on Craigslist and say, you know, I'll cut your grass without emitting any CO2 or using gas and offer an eco-friendly alternative. And that's where it started, just very simply. I wasn't considering myself a gardener at all, you know. I just thought, well, I can cut grass.
Guy who works outdoors.
Yeah, cut grass, no problem there. And started getting calls. That was in the summer of 2009. And what happened, though, people really wanted me to garden for them. they were like, oh, yeah, the grass cutting is interesting, but can you, like, buy me some perennials and plant them?
And you said yes.
Well, I said, well, like, I can try... will be the beginning of my crash course in gardening. So I ended up hanging out at nurseries all day long and asking questions, reading books. So
I like it. Hanging out at nurseries. It's not like hanging out at bars. It probably won't end in tears. Yeah. Joining me in studio is Ian Christopher Goodman. His organization is known as Les Jardiniers Bicyclettes, and he's got describe it again. And Elias Aboud from the newsroom is here with us too. And actually, Elias knew Ian before he got here.
Yeah, I met Ian last summer when he did a story with Ian. I followed him around on my bike as he and his crew went to a couple of different job sites, one right across from the city hall beside the Musée Ramsay. Is that it?
Yes, that's right.
That's a good gig. Yeah, it was really nice.
And, what did it look like?
Well, it was a series of these logs set upright in these sort of paisley patterns. It was an artist who had done this, and Ian planted the wildflowers in and around there, these indigenous seeds, if I remember correctly. And then another client just down on Notre Dame right after who you were doing her balcony garden for her. So.
Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame in Old Montreal or just
a little further west, yeah.
That's in the antique area.
It's
a great area. Mm-hmm. Now, you mean you do a window garden?
Yeah. Well, no, this was on her balcony. So we brought in a bunch of containers and filled them with soil, planted vegetable seeds. She wanted an edible garden on her balcony.
Yeah, and these cool little structures where there were these false bottoms in the containers that had the water in it or something.
That's right.
And these little cool little drainage tubes. That was really impressive.
Where does the artist in you come in this? Because as you say, you didn't tout yourself as a professional gardener.
Sorry, did you say where did the artist?
Yeah, I mean, there seems to be, as Elias talked about, you know, the Chateau Ramsay and the woman's place on Notre Dame Street.
Yeah,
there's an artist in you that has
true.
An eye.
A kind of a creative sense.
Yeah.
I think that's been in me most of my life. You know, I as a kid, I was very involved and serious about theater. Went to work in the film industry, studied in film school at Vancouver, then moved on from there, picked up a guitar. Then at Concordia University, I was studying poetry, which got a bit of momentum after school as well. And yeah, I guess there is that sort of creative seed somewhere in me.
Kind of like building a set for a movie?
I find these gardening projects are very much like film projects. You know, we have to meet with the client, you know, like you would in a TV commercial. And then You have to develop a plan, budget, run by different artistic or aesthetic ideas, and then implement it like a film production.
A different medium.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because the Shadow Ramsay would strike me as something you have to have historical perspective for this because, I mean, that's what Shadow Ramsay is. I mean, it's a museum of history. For people who don't know it, it's right across the street from City Hall here in Montreal. Mm-hmm. We've got people listening from all over the province. And it's a beautiful old place.
Yeah. So, for sure, my creative side is still definitely expressing itself. You know, I write the text for the website. As a poet, I found it was interesting to start writing contracts and learning about legal language. Well, you know, as a person interested in language, I thought, this is kind of it is interesting territory to enter the world of business after having worn an artistic hat for so long.
You could become the cycling lawyer.
Nothing but small
print on the bike.
So much potential. I recommend some lawyer out there. We do have a customer who is a lawyer, young guy.
He should
think about it.
No kidding. What'd you do for the lawyer?
He had an overgrown backyard, so we went in and weeded it out.
What part of town?
That was in the Mile End.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you seem to specialize in very small plots.
Yeah, that's ideal for bicycle gardening, for sure. You know, we can't carry, you know, with an 8-foot by 3-foot trailer, that's 24 square feet, if I'm not mistaken. So we can't carry too much stuff on it. Although we did take on some bigger jobs, you know, big landscaping jobs last year because, you know, as a business, we need the contracts. And for that, too, we were able to make it function. From time to time, we did use the delivery service offered by a nursery. So,
oh, excellent.
You know, if they had a big dump truck, they could bring 5 cubic yards of soil, dump it off, leave.
That's a lot of trips on the bike.
That would have been... Well, I could probably carry 0.5 cubic yard, so that would have been 10 trips.
Oh, my gosh.
To St. Laurent.
Legs like poppy. Now, one more. Apparently, there's one in Villeray you did that you're particularly proud of. Tell me about this job in Villeray.
That's right. Well, this young family called us up, and they had a backyard that wasn't really anything special. There was a big concrete sidewalk, patio with concrete tiles, and a rose bush that was growing everywhere, and they just wanted to make something a little more intimate and magical. They called us up, and right off the bat, they were just so open to what we had to offer. I noticed before a lot of customers had their very specific ideas of how they wanted their garden to look. So for them, they were like, well, what can you do for us? And so we offered to build some garden boxes, put vegetables in. They wanted to work with us too, which was so nice. You know, it wasn't like they sat back. They really got involved.
Okay, so it was cooperation, not hectoring and looking over your
shoulder.
That's
right. And they did. It's amazing. We were trying to figure out the best way to get rid of the sidewalk, you know, and I was calling all these contractors and stuff. And then they just ended up doing that themselves. They got a crowbar and a hammer and removed their sidewalk.
What'd you end up with?
We ended up with, we planted what was fun, was a hybrid lawn. So it was a mixture between clover and grass. Mm. That's a bit more eco-friendly because the clover fertilizes the grass naturally.
Oh, okay.
We really pruned back this overgrown mulberry tree and created a nice little nook for their daughter. We planted some little hostas under the mulberry tree and a little rock and some flowers so their daughter could hang out there.
Do you draw well? I mean, you've got a... put this stuff down on paper, right?
I've been wrestling with little geometric shapes in Word and Excel on the computer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I might just go back to drawing, you know.
This sounds a lot better than being a busboy.
Yeah. Thankfully. Although, that was 8 years ago.
I've got a story about how hard he works compared to the busboy. I was walking home one night around 10:30. I went to the corner store to pick up a bag of milk. I was walking home and I see this guy on a bike with a trailer go by.
10 o'clock at night? How do you garden at 10 o'clock at night?
A headlamp.
And I yelled. I said, Ian. And I just see him. He pulled over and I could just see him thinking, oh man, what's going on? I just want to get home. And he was riding home after a job. He was out till whatever, I guess 10:30 at night. Yeah. And he told me then that this was probably October sometime. He'd been going 6 days straight. These long 14-16-hour days, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I guess the sheep manure is getting to your head, Ian. You gotta relax, pal.
Yeah, no, that's the plan for this year. Be steady.
The website is jardinieratbicyclette.org.
That's right.
Right? Okay, so that's jardinier-a-bicyclette.org. a-bicyclette.org.
And there's jardinier English in print. The jardinier is plural.
Yes, with an S on it.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
You too, Dave.
Ian, Christopher Goodman, and Elias Abood. Thanks, Elias. That was fun. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, boys.
Have a great, great day outside.